Hello and welcome by Let's Build Your Laptop Lifestyle podcast. This is your host and laptop lifestyle architect Agnes B. And in today's show, let's do some incognito research. Last episode, I talked to you about two different phenomena, what you have to consider when you start to do your research. The one is that your mind can trick you. Once you start to focus on something, your mind is just geared towards to that idea. And the other thing is that the matrix, you know, technology tries to fool you. Their intention is to help you, but at the end of the day, they are just narrowing down your research. So those are definitely two things what you have to consider when you start to do your research. But there is a solution for that, and that's called, in the browser, the incognito mode. So once you start, when you open your browser, it catches all different things, information about you, what you share, what you are looking for, and also what your details are. You can prevent that, or the most of them can be prevented by opening an incognito mode in the browser. You can do that on your phone as well. It's just make sure it doesn't give the system, the internet, too many details, and it doesn't capture the cookies. In this case, you can browse safer and you can make sure that you get a little bit better results. But to do the research itself, unfortunately, is the legwork. But that's the best what you can do for yourself to learn more about the market, about what your competitors, your allies, maybe that's a better word. Competition is not enemy. You can collaborate with them. You can work together to make sure your clients are served the best. So what you can do in incognito search mode, you can search, of course, on Google to see what people are offering, what features they have, what services they have on the website, and make sure that you capture everything in an Excel sheet or Google sheet, that you have it for the future. You also can create lists on Twitter. You can learn a lot about their profile, about their bio, about the link they are sending people towards to. You can find loads of information and contact details, and you can also create a competitor, a private list, and you also can create something for your allies, for your collaborators, a list with people who it would make sense you to reach out to and you could work together, because the niche, the people who you are working for might be the same, or they might be interested in your services. The other great resource called SimilarWeb, it's a web page where you can enter a URL and see where their traffic is coming from, how many hits they get a month. If it's a bigger page, then you can find a lot more about them, you know, where their social media activities are and stuff like that. So that's very, very important, and it's very insightful if you use it and also add it to the sheet. And the other third point is actually where you can start your market research, is just join groups and forums and see what people are looking for. You can learn a lot by asking questions or just by reading through the articles or questions people are posting. Make sure you are not spamming them. You are not trying to sell something straight away. You just want to contribute and maybe even ask questions. It goes a long way. You know, social media and internet should be social. Should be something positive, should be something where we all can work together and live together, no trolling and no shaming and stuff like that. Unfortunately, that's not always the case, but yeah, please be on the good side. And also the last point what I would like to share today, do this research with your ideal client in mind. Usually, you know, they say you have to think about the best person you would sell. You should think about like it would be your friend. But if it's about online marketing and teaching people how to work online the easiest way, and even actually in other different areas as well, the easiest way is to model yourself, the steps you took, the things you learned, and think about who you were when you started this journey. most likely you will attract like-minded people, and you will attract people who are exactly there where you used to be in, you know, 6 months, in 1 year, 2 year, 5 years. It depends on what your plan is and what your journey is. But that's the easiest to think about, and I think those people will relate the best. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, 1,000 raving fans can go a long way, and if you can find 1,000 like-minded people, you can move mountains. Don't forget to switch on the incognito mode in your browser, create some Twitter list, private Twitter list, go to similar web, join groups and forums, and start to find the ideas what you could share with people and how you could help them in your area. And once you have a bigger picture and a better understanding what you want to do and who will you serve, it just makes it easier to start your business and serve them well. Thank you for clicking through today. Have an amazing day, and speak to you next week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.